Our prayer this week asks God to keep us in his care, to keep us from straying from the flock, to always be in his possession. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply your mercy on us that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. In the two parables this week, the lost sheep and the lost coin, the result is the same. That which was lost was found. What is the result? Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. As we look at ourselves, there are things we have done that we do not want to admit in public. If we try to live the lie that we are perfect, we cause ourselves all sorts of problems, all sorts of unhappiness. Yet, as we confess our sin, as we are truly sorry for our sin, all the angels in heaven rejoice. St. John the Evangelist wrote, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." May our Lord to continue to find those who have strayed, that they may repent and know the joy of his mercy. Amen.